through the weekly wrap. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Tess. I love this time of the week. We actually find out what we missed out on or what we didn't miss out on or what we got sick of or what we liked.
Every week you're like, let's go back to Monday, and you start listing stuff. I'm like, oh God, I thought that was a month ago.
Yeah, well, I actually wasn't here on Monday, but Max and the team have left me out the details of what happened on Monday. So here we go. Let's start.
All right.
All the way back to Monday.
All right.
The fallout from the Barnaby Joyce interview. That was all over the place on Monday. Pretty roundly criticised by just about everyone. a soft interview, an embarrassing interview, an interview that lost viewers for Channel 7 by the second.
Yeah, wow.
Started off okay, but as I said yesterday, the graph showed just how many viewers they lost.
That's insane.
And look, there are a lot of issues that weren't even mentioned, you know, how Ms. Campion was transferred to several offices during the whole scandal, travel expenses, things like that.
On the taxpayer's dime.
And then, of course, you know, Barnaby Joyce, the infamous line, hello, I'm the only adult in the room.
Oh.
Which was rather embarrassing.
Bleah.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
And anyway, we'll hear more about that. That had implications further on in the week. So just keep that one in mind.
Oh, I don't think we're forgetting it anytime soon.
Also, whistleblowers alleged that Westpac lost the files of hundreds of customers while doing an operation to digitise its records in 2013. Who would have thought a bank could get things so wrong?
Oh.
Police investigated an attempted carjacking at South Wentworthville, where a woman and two men were shocked to find a brick thrown through the front window of their car. They still haven't caught that person. Rudy Giuliano said the president probably has the powers to pardon himself. There's another story that we'll hear more about as the week went on. But yes, you had to sort of pick yourself up off the floor after you heard that.
Rudy Giuliani's really crawled out of the woodwork this week.
Very much so. He's kind of embarrassing to watch these days.
Yeah.
I know he, I thought no matter what side of politics you're on, he did actually handle the whole terror thing in New York quite well. But the way he's handling the situation at the moment has to be seen to be believed.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I don't know if you'd call it handling.
No. Anyway, we'll talk more about that soon. And also on Monday, the CBA agreed to pay $700 million in fines for what's been described as the worst money laundering crimes in Australia, which brings us to the point of, isn't that nice that the bank agreed to pay the fine?
I hate this so much. I'm going to go out and wreak havoc and then agree to just be like, oh, I'll not do it. Like, ah, what?
And by the way, I wonder how the person sitting in a jail cell who maybe stole $200 worth of goods in a shop feels.
Oh, and I was reading, I did some digging into this actually, because I was like, surely not, and got on Google. Mm. Apparently, the law says the maximum amount you can be fined for a crime, for an individual crime of this scale is $18 million. And because they're up to some ridiculous number, like 250 individual, I don't remember exactly, but it's a ridiculous amount of individual incidents, their total amount that they could have been fined legally is $1 trillion. A trillion.
Absolutely incredible.
And they got off with $700 million.
Absolutely.
I mean, $700
unbelievable. I may get to this later in the week, but as a result of that, the former ACCC commissioner said, we really need to start putting these bank executives in jail.
Yeah, good.
These are major crimes, millions of dollars involved, thousands of people affected. In some cases, they've lost their whole life savings, you know, money laundering, all sorts of things going on, and not one bank executive in jail.
And you're so right. There's people sitting in jail right now who stole $50 worth of groceries and got caught with marijuana.
Look at the indigenous incarceration in the territory.
I'm furious. I'm furious.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to Tuesday before we get too angry.
This segment is now us ranting about banks.
Yes. All right. Former One Nation Senator Fraser Anning announced he'll join Bob Katter's Australian Party as the One Nation breakdown continued very publicly. Meanwhile, Barnaby Joyce was facing pressure from within the National Party after his tell-all interview on Sunday night. Queensland MP Ken O'Dowd said he needed to make a crucial decision about his future. In other words, not contest the next election. But Barnaby said, no, the people of New England need me.
Do they?
Well, he says so. There are fears that the whales, dolphins and other marine life could be hurt as debris from a shipping container continues to wash up on beaches around Newcastle. This is a horrible situation. They say that a lot of these containers may never be found because they're at the bottom of the ocean, but they're nappies, plastic being washed up all along the coast.
Oh, God.
It's just shocking. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that, but it's not looking good. Also, 25 people at that stage had been killed in the eruption of the volcano in Guatemala. That's now up to 99 with about 270 missing last I heard.
Oh, gosh. Have you shocking. Seen the footage from that?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Awful.
And let's not forget the people in Hawaii, too,
yes.
who are coping with the volcano on the Big Island.
They just lost a suburb, didn't they?
Vacation land has gone.
Just a suburb is gone.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths stepped up the war on plastic, introducing new targets to slash the amount of wrapping on fresh fruit and veggies, as well as Woolworths announcing a ban on plastic straws. So it's not very often I congratulate Coles or Woolworths, in fact, hardly ever, but look, good on them for at least doing that.
The fact that it happened the same week as the shipping containers coming off Newcastle, it's kind of like, yay! Oh.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Wednesday, disgraced Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty to a charge of rape and sexual assault in his first appearance at a New York Supreme Court. Mr. Weinstein had affirmed previously he had never had non-consensual sex. However, he could face a maximum of 25 years in jail if found guilty of either offence. We'll see how that one plays out in court. Also on Wednesday, Airbnb could be subject to what's been dubbed the toughest new laws in the country. Hosts in Greater Sydney area can only rent out their properties for 180 days a year, and strata will have more authority on who is allowed to stay in premises. That's going to be interesting to see how that one
goes. Probably for the best. I mean, because you can't tell when as a consumer, and when you're on Airbnb, you can't tell which ones are legit and which ones aren't. I remember we stayed in an Airbnb when we were in LA last, and the guy's like, it was all booked in, all good to go, and about a week before we got there, he's like, okay, so there's a service station on the corner, I'll meet you at the service station. And we're all sitting there with our bags at a shell servo, and because it turned out that was not exactly legal. And he's like, oh, if anyone asks, you're my friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
This just goes to prove my point that regulating companies like Airbnb and Uber and all the rest, it's very difficult.
Exactly.
It's very complex.
Exactly. But yeah, like you couldn't tell scrolling through Airbnb, absolutely no idea.
Yeah. And finally, on Wednesday, South Australia was set to become the last state to remove gay panic as a murder defence, in line with recommendations of a report delivered to the state government, which I'm pleased to hear.
On the one hand, good. On the other hand, how?
Yes, I know. absolutely. Thursday, we were talking about the football game.
Two and a half million
people in New South Wales watched. If you were living under a rock, the Blues beat Queensland 22-12.
Oh, that's good. Update, my dad and brother are alive and well in Brisbane after spending the night out in Blues jerseys.
All right, I will. there was also some fog around this time yesterday, stopped a few flights, but you know what? It cleared up pretty quickly and did not become a big story. And it looks okay out there this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Looking out the 2SER windows in Broadway. police arrested a man wanted over the stabbing of two different people at two bus stops.
What?
Thank God they've got this man, the alleged man, I should say. He attacked a man in the neck with a knife at Wynyard, and also attacked a man at Brookvale. He was refused bail in court yesterday.
That is nightmare fuel.
Yes. And let's finish the week off with US President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, claiming that Kim Jong-un got on his hands and knees and begged in an effort to restore the planned summit between the two nations. And just to finish things off this morning, Donald Trump says, if the summit is a success, he would like to take Kim Jong-un to the White House.
Diplomacy.
Yeah, there's so many ifs and
people
begging and...
It's so weird. Like, just, what did I say earlier? We've gone from when, if, could, should...
Not.
Maybe. If.
Please, beg.
Please, maybe. And what was it? Consider.
Consider.
Amazing. Amazing.
All right. It's going to be an interesting week next week. I think we're going to be talking a lot about this story. So watch this space.
Look
Thanks,
forward
Tess.
To it. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field there running us through the weekly wrap. It has been certainly an interesting week, I think you could definitely say. Flooded with football and Barnaby Joyce, but